This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Pacific Gas and Electric, one of the biggest and most troubled utilities in California, has agreed to pay north of $50 million in connection with two major wildfires sparked by its equipment. One of those fires, last year's Dixie Fire, was the biggest in California's long history of wildfires and the country's most expensive. The settlement money goes toward fire prevention, but it's also raising some questions, given PG&E's recent, shall we say, legal troubles. Because in exchange for the money, the company is getting out from under criminal charges for fires that state investigators have already decided were its fault. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that story.
William Abrams and his family lost their home almost 5 years ago in a wildfire in Northern California's Sonoma County. He's upset about this week's deal, which protects PG&E from facing charges for one major wildfire and dismisses them in another.
They decided to settle rather than press charges, and that's no way to pursue justice.
The deal calls for PG&E to hire more line inspectors and tree trimmers and to fund an independent safety monitor.
What we felt was this was a better mechanism for accountability.
Jill Ravitch, the district attorney of Sonoma County, says this deal was the best she and other small county prosecutors could get. She says they asked for help from Rob Bonta, California's attorney general, but says he declined.
The attorney general could step forward and could take these cases on a statewide basis. The attorney general's office has many, many more resources than we do at the county level.
In a statement, the attorney general's office denied ever getting a request for help from Ravitch. Steve Weissman teaches utility regulation at Berkeley's Goldman School of Public Policy. He says that even if criminal charges had been pursued, accountability is tough to achieve when PG&E has so much turnaround at the top.
Past officers are gone. No one goes to prison. So it's not immediately clear that this is going to be something that is going to spur dramatic improvement within the company.
Weissman notes charges in these cases are still worth pursuing, and PG&E does face the prospect of four more for manslaughter in another major fire. That case is also being litigated by county prosecutors, not the attorney general. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.